This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. My brothers and sisters, it's the month of October once again. And alhamdulillah for us as Muslims here in Canada, October is known as the Islamic Heritage Month. And so there's a lot that we can learn from the Muslims of the past, and we can talk about them, and we will, inshallah ta'ala, highlight some of the things or some of the achievements that our Muslim fellow Muslims who are Canadian as well, what they've achieved in their past. But we're also going to look at what we need to do for the future, because every single one of us is currently making history. As we live through our lives, we are making history. We are achieving things, or producing things, establishing things, or maintaining certain things in our lives that will, in the future, be recognized by our children, our grandchildren, and so on and so forth. To begin, the year is 1854. 1854. When in fact we think of it, we're in 2020, in another 30 years, it would have been 200 years. So in 1854, the very first Canadian was registered at birth as being a Muslim. So the very first Muslim who was registered at birth and was a Canadian as well was in 1854 by the name of James Love Jr. And I know for many of us when we hear this name, we would never think, if we were to read through a book and say James Love Jr. was born in 1854, none of us would really pay attention to it. But his parents were Scottish, Muslim, came to Canada, migrated here in 1851, I believe, and alhamdulillah, in Ontario, that was the first registered Muslim birth within this country, and it was even a country at the time, right? The beautiful thing about today's khutbah is that we're looking a little bit about the past. What happened? When we look at our Muslims in establishing masajid over those years, from the late 1800s to the early 1900s, and the first masjid being purchased, the first masjid known to us being purchased within Canada is Masjid al-Rashid in Edmonton. And the money that was collected, which was a total of $5,000 to purchase the property, that project was initiated by a Muslim sister, who a school right now is named after her in Edmonton. A school, a public school, is named after this sister who raised the money and got together to do bake sales on Sundays when people were going to church and to raise money so that the Muslims could buy a property to use as a masjid. For those of us who've never been there, but we've been to Cuba or Mexico or we've been to Jamaica and other countries on vacation, we should also be educating ourselves and our children about the Islamic heritage here within this country. Yes, many of us may have come from other countries, alhamdulillah. But if our children are born here, then our children need to know what happened on the ground here moving forward. And the beautiful example, again, about Masjid al-Rashid and many of the masajid, I managed to speak to one of the brothers who was one of the first mu'adhins of Masjid al-Rashid at the time he was young, a teenager. And I managed to speak to one of them a few years ago, and he was telling me that we used to have Jumu'ah on Sunday. We used to pray Jumu'ah, and we know that Jumu'ah translates in Arabic to Friday. And he says, Salatul Jumu'ah, the prayer of a Friday. The Friday prayer. They used to pray Jumu'ah on Sunday because it was the only day in the week that people had off from work. They couldn't get Fridays off to go and pray. And many of them were too scared to ask to have Friday off to pray. So they used to still uphold or maintain the Friday Jumu'ah prayer, but they would have it on a Sunday when everyone else was off from work. And they used to, at the beginning, before they even had a masjid, they used to go to the church, and when the mass was done at the church, the Christians used to let them use the basement to have their Jumu'ah prayer on Sunday, after the mass on Sunday morning. Many of us didn't know this. Many of us still have never even heard of this. We may not have even witnessed it. But there are many Muslims who are old now, very old in age, who are still living in certain regions, in Saskatchewan, in Manitoba, in Alberta, in British Columbia, who are pioneers at establishing masajid, pioneers at bringing the community together. And one of the things that we made a mistake in doing is that we point fingers at the older generation. As the younger generation grows older, we continue to develop this trend of pointing fingers at the older generation, that all they want to do is build masajid, have their boys club, and that's the end of it. Alhamdulillah, the previous generations did that. Alhamdulillah, we have masajid. In fact, when we think of ourselves here as Muslims in Milton, we even have counselors that are Muslim. And inshallah, one day, one of those counselors will be the mayor of Milton. And inshallah, one of these days, our children will be those counselors as well. And one of these days, one of the days in the future, our children will become the principals of the public schools. And our children will find a place for themselves within this country, not that they don't already have one, but they will establish pillars within the society that we live in for us as Muslims to fall back on, to enjoy, to relax and say, Alhamdulillah, lots of Muslims live in Milton. Alhamdulillah, the Muslim voice is heard in Milton because our counselors do a great job at that. Alhamdulillah, we have teachers that are Muslim. We have lots of business people that are Muslim. Halal food is everywhere. We even have halal chicken being produced right here in Milton. But the question is, will Islam remain in the future? أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ اللَّهِ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين وأصلي وأسلم على نبيه الكريم عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم أما بعد. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted the end of the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the conquering of Makkah. What we know as Fath Makkah and the Surah Al-Nasr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. When the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes and the land is open, as in the land is now conquered, it belongs to the Muslims, and we now have ease of life.
وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا.
And you will see that people will enter into Islam in large numbers. And we're seeing that. We're seeing people enter into Islam in large numbers. SubhanAllah, I was just at the prison the other day and another inmate accepted Islam the day that we were there. People are accepting Islam on the streets, people are accepting Islam in the masajid, people are accepting Islam in the hospitals, they're accepting Islam in the prisons all over the place.
فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ.
Ah, that's the important message. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ. When we become happy, when we become at ease with our deen, when we become comfortable with the situation that we're in, we start to back off. We start to be too relaxed. We start to say, you know what, Alhamdulillah, the masjid's there, that's it, that's good. But there's more that needs to come from this masjid. Us coming here, gathering and just praying is not enough. Our children are seeing how we behave when we come to the masjid. And this is an important part of my khutbah. For those who are on their phones, get off your phones. For those who are not paying attention and falling asleep, now's the time to wake up. There's only a few more minutes of the khutbah. Our children witness us, my brothers and sisters, when we stand outside and we are swearing and using foul language because we have to wait in line to come inside. And I'm going to be blunt and straightforward today. Our children witness us when we are rolling down our windows and swearing at volunteers, brothers who may have given them salam inside, smiled at our children on our way out, we're rolling down the window and swearing at them and saying, who do you think you are? Get out of my way. I'm turning left to get out of the parking lot. Brothers who are grown men, sisters who are grown, mothers and women who are being, belittled, who are being told off by us as community members. And the sad thing is our children are witnessing this. And if it's happening here in the masjid, then what's happening when we're outside somewhere else? Our children are witnessing us on our phones in the khutbah. They grow up and say, no, it's fine. In fact, they don't grow up and just play on their phones during the khutbah. They grow up and say, Jumu'ah's not important. My dad never paid attention in the khutbah anyways. She called me the other day. She says, I don't understand. Children are grown up. They've graduated from university, but they never go for Jumu'ah. And I understood that while they were going to elementary school, and while they were going to high school, and while they were going to university, it's important for them to focus on their studies. But now that they're grown adults, they never go and pray in the masjid. They don't even attend Jum'ah. Our children are seeing what we do. And if we are not going to stand strong for the deen, for the sake of Allah, the pioneers of the past that we are going to talk about in the next few weeks, they did not do what they did in order to be recognized on social media. They did not do what they did in order to become popular. They died and they left this world. They did what they did to be recognized by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today we mention them on the minbar. While at their time, maybe they were criticized by people, but they stood strong for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what we need to do as well. So our question to ourselves, my brothers and sisters, are we glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough? Are we asking for forgiveness? Are we too comfortable in the fact that we have everything that we need as Muslims here and we're good to go? Because we have to remember that our children will grow up and live in this world after we pass away. We conclude by sending peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Allahumma a'izz al-Islam wa al-Muslimin. اللهم اغفرنا وارحمنا واصلحنا وعافنا اللهم بارك لنا في ديننا ودنيانا يا رب العالمين اللهم تقبل منا اعمالنا الصالحه كلها يا ارحم الراحمين ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts to be the best Muslims that we can be. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us respect for one another and to treat each other right and to treat each other with justice. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put it in our hearts to go and apologize to those we may have hurt their feelings. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to be able to wake up in the night and to beg for His forgiveness. He is the one who accepts our tawbah. He is the one who accepts our repentance. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure all of us that are going through hardship and difficulty. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower down His blessings and mercy upon us. For today is a Friday, a blessed day of the week, a day of change, a day that human beings were created. Adam alayhi salam was molded, created, and his soul was blown into him on this day. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us pure once again, like the day that we were born from our mothers. Ameen. Inna Allah ya'muru bil 'adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Udhkuru Allah yadhkurkum wa ud'uuhu yastajib lakum wa ladhkuru Allah akbar. Wallahu ya'lamu ma tasna'un.
So the number request, make sure your knees are on the yellow dot or red dot. Some of you are up and down. Make sure your stand 6 feet apart. Make sure your heels are on the yellow dot or the red dot.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alas salah, qad qamat as-salah, qad qamat as-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Istamu ya'tadilu. Please make sure your cell phones are on silent. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح رأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين
الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد اللهم
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Younger ones actually wanted to come for the time.
How old is he now?
It's 13, 13,
yeah? Bring him for like...
He's just coming for our... He's for the party fair. He's like, yeah.
Did he get hurt?
He's not here before, so it's like, that's a big for you.
But then, the younger one actually did more. They want to come, but he's
How old is he?
He's 9. No. Bring him. Saturday, Sunday, Zohar, Asaf, there's less people.
Sure.
At that time, we're
that's okay.
flexible with children.
Is that anything?
He can work with you.
Yeah.
Zohar, Asaf, Saturday, and Sunday is fine. Or any day.
Sorry. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, how are you?